And finally, today, we couldn't resist ripping this next story directly from the pages of the New York Times. The headline, An Enduring Measure of Fitness, The Simple Push-Up. After reading the article, I learned that a 40-year-old woman should be able to do 16 push-ups and a 40-year-old man 27 to prove that they're in good physical condition. Day-to-Day host Alex Chadwick has been on vacation this week, but he's here now by phone from his house. Hi, Alex.
Madeline, how nice of you to call me for this story.
Okay, how many push-ups do you think you can do?
I'm not sure, actually.
Well, get down, drop, and give me 10.
10. Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
How you doing?
Good.
Can you keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Go on. Okay, right. Alex, I don't want you to have a heart attack there. I want you to come back and host on Monday.
Hey.
Okay, come back. Come back to me.
I'll see you Monday if I'm recovered.
How many was that?
30.
30? Yeah, and you're over 40.
I'm a little over 40, yeah.
Yeah, just by a whisper. You know, Alex, though, there's a 93-year-old man who can do his fair share of push-ups.
A 93-year-old man mm-hmm. who does push-ups?
Yeah.
Who would that be?
That's Jack LaLanne, the Jack LaLanne, fitness guru, juicing fanatic, and push-up king. And, Alex, he's still preaching good health in his one-piece warm-up suit with his 82-year-old wife, Elaine.
Elaine LaLanne?
Elaine LaLanne. I called them up yesterday, and we talked push-ups. How many push-ups can you do?
None of your business. I do a lot. I work out 2 hours every day. You know, I broke the world's record in push-ups. Yeah. I did 1,000 chins and 1,000 push-ups in an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, on the Art Baker show, he did it. You know, I was able to, Jack got me into push-ups when I was younger, and I was able to do 50 push-ups.
Tell them about Regis Philbin. we were in the Regis Philbin show.
This was many, many years ago.
And Regis, uh-huh. You know, he's kind of proud of his physical prowess, so he got down and he did 25 push-ups.
I did 26.
And Elaine got down and did 26. That hurt his ego.
But
you know, I was on television 34 years.
Yeah, I remember.
The longest running health and fitness show in the history.
I remember.
And the first one.
I was on a show called The Les Molloy Show. It was an hour and a half every day from 4:30 to 6. I got a call from Oakland, California, and they said, oh, we got this guy who can do push-ups for your whole show. I thought, yeah, well, that'd be great. We'll pan over to him. And he did. He did push-ups through the whole hour and a half show.
The whole time?
The whole time. Yeah.
I'm nuts.
That's how I met him, doing push-ups.
Well, it has been such a pleasure speaking to you both. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Madeline. It's
you know, we're
nice
very flattered and honored that a young sex goddess like you want to talk to we folks. Do you work out a little bit?
I sure do.
That a girl.
Now he wants to interview you, Madeline.
Are you married or happy?
Both, I think.
And don't lose your sense of humor. Have fun.
Thank you.
It's been a roller coaster ride with him all these years, Madeline.
You tell all the ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that anything in life is possible if you make it happen. And God helps them that help themselves. I hope and pray you help the most important person on this earth, you.
Jack and Elaine LaLanne. Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you, dear.
Well, Madeline, as you are my witness, I did 40 push-ups.
I know. I am really, really impressed. And I'm just going to say I'm going to have some practicing to do. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend.